WVQCLP Cincinnati.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
95.7 FM.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQCLP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQCLP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQCLP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC.org 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQCLP, low power to the people.
Thank you. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Roll another... Hi, I'm Afro Man, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio, because you got high, and it's on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC, LP Cincinnati, 95.7, and WVQC.org, low power to the people.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby-doo-ah.
Get jiggy with it.
Shoop, shoop. Shoo-be-doo-ah. I really dig that. Thank Afroman for that. From Hemp Rock Radio, of course, and I am the Happy Hemptress. And over there, rolling the pot today, very special guest, yeah. Chef Pot and Hash.
He's special, all right.
Special on Monday, that is. And, of course, over there with the mustache is the Burn Man.
I think he's just trying to imitate the dope boy.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what.
You were bald before.
You're bald now.
Anyway, if you did just tune in, it is Monday, the March 7th edition of Hemp Rock Radio. And as I said, I'm the very, 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 you know, sometimes I am the pissed off Hemptress, you know that. But I am the very, very happy Hemptress right now. We had a good weekend yesterday. I at least celebrated, and actually I celebrated on Friday with you guys. But... I'm sure that the person that I celebrated for was having a much better time still. That, of course, would be David Gilmour from Pink Floyd fame. And he turned 65 yesterday, you guys.
Awesome.
He's still not old.
Happy still birthday. Old.
And what did we do Friday in celebration of that?
We went and had a Pink Floyd experience.
Yes, we
at
did.
The Pink Floyd experience.
The Aronoff Center had the Pink Floyd experience. You can find them at the... PinkFloydExperience.net, of course. Cool band out of San Diego that, of course, played and paid tribute to animals on their tour. They went from Cleveland to here, and then to, I know they went somewhere south, and then they finished over in Indianapolis, and now they're over in Canada. So folks out there, you definitely, if you're in that area, I'm going to make my screen bigger because I'm blind here in the studio.
Yeah, they're better than the real ones.
Well, I don't
know
about that.
You're about to have a knife in your chest there, brother.
I don't know about that, barman.
Well, I never seen her.
I was going to say, so if you've never seen him, and you know what? He's right
so
now.
It's the best one I've seen.
It's the best one he's seen.
It's
that's
the best
exactly
Pink Floyd
right.
concert I've ever been to.
That is exactly right. Although I've been to many great Pink Floyd shows.
But
and,
I got to say, that in particular, I mean, all the guys were great. They have a great sound. It's obvious they really enjoy playing together.
Absolutely.
On top of everything else.
Absolutely.
But that sax player, that boy could rock on that sax.
Jesse was his name.
Oh, was
his name's Jesse.
What
I remember that. I remember that. How do I remember that? Oh, that's my kid's name. It's easy to remember somebody named Jesse. But if you are in the Belleville, Ontario area, they are playing tomorrow night. Now, that would really be the celebration that I should do, because part of this celebration, besides celebrating David Gilmour's birthday today, which was actually yesterday, folks, March 6th. I'm celebrating an anniversary for me tomorrow. So today is David Gilmour, and tomorrow is Pink Floyd. So I'll just tell you that, because tomorrow, in 1973, one of the first times I got really stoned, the guy next to me passed a big fat joint to me. I took a few hits, passed it to my girlfriend I was there with, and passed it back. I took another hit on the way, played tax, and took another hit. And about 10, 15 minutes later, we were like, oh, my God, we are so high. We were 13 years old, you guys. March 8th, 1973, just a week before Dark Side was released, so I got exposed and distorted at a very early age. So if y'all want to wonder what happened to the Happy Hemptress, blame it on pot and Pink Floyd. And we're going to celebrate that today and tomorrow. Now, that opening song that I played is, again, to Dave. It's something that you don't hear very often on other stations. And it's one of my favorites. It's from his On an Island solo set from 2006, except that you only got this if you went and you bought the best buy package deal that they had in the beginning. They had an extra CD in it, and yes, I'm the sucker. I went and I bought it. And you can, of course, see it up on YouTube. It is called The Island Jam. It's about a 6-7 minute set, or even longer, probably on the video, of Dave and some of his friends sitting around in his studio on the boat on the River Thames, and they recorded that. And or maybe it wasn't on the boat. It might
Can't
have been
really
in a different
island
recording.
Jam because the River Thames is in
no
England.
Very true. You know, I think maybe that was not recorded at the boat. You'd have to go to YouTube and look, but I could be wrong on that. There's been a lot of stuff from the boat, but I forget, actually. It's been a while since I've actually watched it, but I've listened to it a lot, and it is beautiful. Again, it's called The Island Jam, so that is to kick off David's special birthday today. And got a lot of things here in the news, I'll tell you. Oh, boy. I'm going to kick my browser open here, and I'm going to kick off with this, because this, to a lot of us, is big news coming out of Washington State, of course. You know, we talked last week about, by the way, I forgot, if you want to hear thepinkfloyd.net and the interview with Tom Quinn, the lead guitarist and band leader of the band, you can go check that out at the WEED Radio Network, and that archive is up there. I wanted to mention that while we're on the Pink Floyd thing. Anyway, moving towards the pot issues, of course, that we talk about here. You know, we mentioned last week that Gil Kuralski, the former chief of police of Seattle, who is now our drug czar in the feds, heard about the Seattle Times, I believe it was, that has ran some editorials in favor of legalizing marijuana in the state of Washington, because there is an initiative coming up in 2012. And the feds apparently got pissed, and they're using your tax dollars, folks, to send Gil Kuralski back home to basically nonchalantly threaten, as far as we're concerned, because within hours of their editorials coming out, it was in the news that he was going to go talk and have a discussion meeting with the paper's editors. Now, why is this guy, what are they, old buddies? They just want to get together for coffee because he's from Seattle? Hey, let's just get together and have coffee and not even mention what you guys did in the news. It's just coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure we will be finding out what that meeting was very soon. I believe it was over the weekend. But this comes from the guy who preceded Gil Kowalski as chief of police of Seattle. Of course, Norm Stamper, now with LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Even before LEAP, Norm Stamper has been out there beating the drum against the drug war after he was a cop for so many years, leading other cops. So this comes from him. You can catch this, of course, at celebstoner.com. On behalf of Steve Bloom, he has carried this. This comes from Norm. Let's see. I all but fell out of my chair when I heard drug czar Gil Kowalski say the drug war came to an end 2 years ago. And he did. You can go find that clip online. Think of the time, money, and energy we could have saved. All those speeches, all that research, the scientific papers, legislative and citizen-led initiatives to repeal prohibition, the massive effort to combat the continuing reality of war. Kowalski should speak directly to the millions, most of them nonviolent drug offenders, who've been arrested since his declaration of peace. It was a truly laughable moment in the annals of drug enforcement and drug policy reform, except that people are still being tortured, still dying at the hands of drug cartels, still being stripped of their freedom, their civil liberties, still suffering day in and day out the multiple ravages of the drug war. It's too easy to respond by saying, no, unfortunately, Gil is wrong, however accurate they may be. Better to ask him for a single sliver of evidence that the war is over, just because he says it is. Near record numbers of arrests for marijuana possession. You can see that in New York. Bush-era priorities and ratios in the continuing federal saga of enforcement versus prevention, education, and treatment funding. Continuing SWAT raids on individual American homes. Kowalski took office promising openness, honesty, a fresh look, a commitment to science-based policies, and decision-making. Instead, we get marijuana legalization is not in his or his president's vocabulary. How unscientific and un-American is that? Marijuana has no medicinal value. Marijuana is dangerous, on and on. His statement 2 years ago that he and the Obama administration would end the drug war had a lot of people thinking we would turn the corner on this nation's obscene, costly war against its own people. Many of us knew better. Now we all know better. Now, I do believe that he is going to be trying to talk to his fellow chief of police and give him his opinion. But if you want more on that information and the different stuff that was mentioned in that article by Norm or that opinion, you can again go to celebstoner.com and check that out. And I don't know what to say. You know, why is the drug czar spending our tax dollars to fight us? That's unconstitutional, folks. Totally unconstitutional. And
he's got to keep his job.
Yeah, I guess that's... Yeah, he's the drug czar. If you're a czar, shouldn't you be over in Russia or something? You know, when
I always heard of him being.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound nothing about freedom.
Sounds like a commie to me. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what happened right after the czars, right? A revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Although
yeah,
things
that
got
seems
a lot worse after that.
What happened to the czars?
They got lined up against a wall and shot.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, big news coming out of Kentucky, Burn Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You want to talk about it, or should I? You live in Kentucky. I think you should.
Friday, Governor Beshear signed a bill in law that reduces marijuana penalty from Class A misdemeanor to Class B misdemeanor with no more than 45 days in jail, and you get a ticket. And that'll take effect June the 24th. So I say we should have big street parties come that day to celebrate.
Maybe
all
we
across
should.
The state.
That's right. On that day? That's a good idea.
And tell them, give me my ticket.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Burman
is
right.
You know how that won, too, now. Through the Senate, no one opposed it.
Yeah.
And the House, only two of them opposed it. Wonder how low they would have went.
Yeah.
You know,
who was paying
them?
Just
45 days. I think they'd have went for just outright legalize it, I think.
Well, you know, there is some other things that are going to happen later next year. They're going to get, they've got this through now, and they're going to try to then get it amended further to where it won't even bring a possibility of jail, and it'll just be a citation like Ohio. No jail time.
I'm not happy with that either.
I'm not either, but that is certainly a step in, you know, in the right direction, just like here in Cincinnati going back to. Now, it's really funny, this, although without arrest, you have the potential of getting up to 45 days in jail instead of, well, actually it says, from 90 to 45. I thought it was actually up to a year. Did they amend that sometime back before on that?
Oh, it's always been a year.
That's what
That's
I thought
max.
It was. Max was the
and
year.
And now it's down to 45 days they max. Can dangle over your head. Now it's time to tell people, yeah, on a jury trial.
Yeah.
You can do 45 days standing. I know I can do 45
yeah.
days standing on my head.
Exactly. Yeah, so you won't be arrested. It'll be like Ohio and Cincinnati again. You don't get arrested. But although in Cincinnati, it is back to decrim. There is no jail time. It's just the payout ticket. Now, if you don't pay the ticket and you don't go to court, they're going to put a warrant out for your arrest, folks.
Yeah, don't go that way.
That, it doesn't matter whether it's a jaywalking ticket. You know, a jaywalking ticket, if you get it and don't pay it and don't show up in court, you will have a capious bench bond on you and go get arrested next time they get you and have to go to court for that.
And probably catch you with some more pot.
And catch
time.
You with some more pot in the meantime. That's exactly right. So, you know, unless you fight it, pay it, your choice. You know, you can win, but if you don't want to fight it, you know, at least pay it and don't get yourself in deeper trouble.
Now,
but,
of course, if you have like a...
Fight it all the way.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if you have a weapon on you when they
well, that
find
depends
you with
on,
your weed... No, that, if... Well, that's one of the conditions I read the statute. If you have a weapon, yeah, you're going to jail.
Well, you would have went to jail with a weapon anyway.
You mean if you have the carry concealed carry license?
If you
license?
Have a weapon, you're going to jail. That's what the statute says. So
which
state? Oh,
in Kentucky. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't see anything about a CCW.
Well, we'll have to find out about that because I think I'll tell you what. I'll look that up in the meantime. But
you'd probably lose your CCW if they caught you with weed too.
Possibly. But here's the difference between Ohio and Kentucky. In Ohio, although now. In all cities except for two, because it was three with Cincy, but now we've backed out of this. All cities except for two in Ohio, you know, it is the payout ticket. You don't do jail time, and again, unless you don't pay your ticket. And that is for 99 grams or less, which is almost 4 ounces.
Where's
in Kentucky,
them two cities?
One of them, I think, is Medina and one other one.
Hey, they ought to do. Remember, Cecil Thomas gave up the secrets on that.
Yeah, really.
About... making them analyze it, they had to pay that part of it, and they didn't like that.
Yeah. Well, the comparison I'm making here is that in Ohio, it's under 100 grams, which is just under 4 ounces. In Kentucky, it's 8 ounces, folks. So if next year it gets pushed through like this bill did to take it totally out of any jail time and make it just a payout ticket like Ohio, and they don't change the amount, you can have twice as much pot in Kentucky. And so, yeah, now it is a Class B misdemeanor in Kentucky, signed by the governor into law, and will take place June 24th, correct?
Instead of that, they'll just tax everybody. Sneaky,
it's coming.
Sneaky guys like me, I ain't paying.
It's
I ain't,
coming.
I ain't going to pay no fines. Or,
well, it's coming, and here's why.
I would
the
pay
logic,
my tax.
That's right, I'd pay my tax. The logic on why they're doing this in Kentucky and elsewhere is because they don't have any money to keep these people in jail. So they're trying to discourage jail is what's going on. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and cut to, I've got a clip coming up, and this is classic as far as I'm concerned. Y'all remember when Miley Cyrus got high on Salvia and it went on YouTube and became viral? She made it onto Saturday Night Live this past week, and they made a song for her. So check this out. This is Miley Cyrus. We'll be back at Hemp Rock Radio.
Photo of me being kissed by a dude, and Annie Leibovitz tried to get me nude. For those of you who think that's very crude, I'm sorry that I'm not perfect. I never stole a necklace or got a DUI. Never cheated on my wife like that golfer guy. So what you could see, a little boob from the side. I'm sorry that I'm not perfect. And sure, I danced on a pole, and people called it sinning. But at least I didn't date a porn star and tell everyone I'm winning.
didn't text a photo of your dumb.
Don't both of these things seem worse than a bomb?
WVQC.
Yeah, all right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
I'm with Leap.
Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City. Yeah. WVQC.org. Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
FM. Thank you for that, boys. Now, of course, as he said, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling it up today, of course, is Chef Bot Nash. And we don't know for sure if you're going to make it in tomorrow. Oh, no, we know you're not going
to
make it tomorrow.
I'm not
That's right.
To be here now.
That's right. Well, we have a recipe in the can, and that would be, it was the bong. The bong.
Yes.
That's right. So tune in tomorrow for the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery segment with Chef Pot and Hash while he's not here.
Love me when I'm gone.
The dope boy. Anyway, I have to tell you very quickly, of course, what that really, really beautiful music was. Of course, it was from On an Island, David Gilmour's 2006 solo album. And I had to play that because most people, you know, they think David Gilmour, they think lead guitar, right?
Yep.
Jamming on the guitar. Well, a few years ago, he got his son, one of his sons, or both sons, were taking sax lessons, and he decided that he'd get in there, too, and he took some sax lessons, and voila, you have the beautiful song Red Sky at Night, of course, one of the great songs on that album, and that is Dave on saxophone, folks. Not very often you hear him play the sax. Now, what would happen? Let's say he got Tim Renrick to stand up front, his backup guitarist on tour, to play him, and then he went over there and he played Dick Perry on the sax. That would be a cool Pink Floyd show, or David Gilmour, or whatever. But unfortunately, you know, Rick Wright passed a couple of years ago, so there will never be a full Pink Floyd tour. We've got too many folks in the band gone now, and we hope that everybody else stays long and healthy, and we wish David Gilmour a 65th birthday, of course, yesterday. And, of course, as I said, tomorrow we'll be celebrating with more Pink Floyd because it is the anniversary that I went to my first Pink Floyd show and became distorted by the vibrations and the marijuana. If y'all ever wonder what
and
what
the other psychedelics.
Actually, no, I was only 13. I did not have those yet at that time, other than what I believe was in the joint, as I said earlier. It really, really got us high, and it was only like a couple of hits and passed back to the guys next to us. And we were high till the next day in school, and we're laughing, you're still high, I'm still high. I personally think there was a little, you know, at the time in the 70s, they'd sprinkle little angel dust on the joints and smoke them. I think that's what it was, to be honest with you, a little bit of mix, and thank God. I don't know who I'd be if it wasn't for that. I might not like myself.
You could be a lawyer. Right
I now. Could have been a lawyer or something. Oh, my God forbid. God forbid. I'll just get high with the lawyers. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Now, back to what we were talking about, of course, was Kentucky. Kenny? Country Kenny just got in the house, of course, and we'll talk to him in a minute about street vibes. But did you know that your home state has now almost halfway decrimmed marijuana? Signed Friday by Governor Beshears. Tell him about that, Berman, and then we'll talk about the weapon issue here in a second.
Yeah, starting the 24th.
June 24th.
June. Cops just write you a ticket. The most you can get is 45 days. So need to start organizing street parties.
So is it like
get up on the microphone?
So is it like Ohio?
Almost.
No.
Almost.
Oh, okay. Well, it's getting close.
It's half in between. Ohio is a citation, and including Cincinnati now, you just pay the ticket, you don't get arrested, and there's no jail time because
but
it's
you
a
can
minor.
Twice as much dope.
Right, and for just under 4 ounces in Kentucky, you know, it's always been 8 ounces for a misdemeanor, but if you got caught with that. One bag, that is, folks, total 8 ounces. You could then get up to a year in jail, and when you got found with it, you'd have to get arrested and post bond. Now, they're not going to arrest you, and instead of up to a year, it's up to 45 days. And there's also a fine in there. Also, what was the amount of the fine? Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna
probably $250.
I'm going to look at that really quickly. In the meantime, the... issue on the weapons part, it actually says that if you are found with marijuana and also have a weapons charge, in other words, we're interpreting this that if you do have a CCW, carrying concealed weapon, license and you have your weapon concealed, you're legal, and would not bring a charge. Now, of course, this question would go out to Colonel Cannabis, although he's here in Ohio. He may know the answer to this, and if somebody else knows the answer, they can let us know. That in Kentucky, whether or not it's written into the CCW law on whether or not getting caught with illicit drugs would affect that license. So that would determine whether or not you're going to get a weapons charge.
Well, I do know for a fact it says that you have to surrender your CCW on demand. So they can take it from you whenever they want.
Well, that's true.
And they probably would.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, it's funny. I had another article up that it did have the amount, and this one it has it missing, so I'll have to find that. But we'll stay up on this, and we'll talk about this again tomorrow, of course, as well. Now, also, don't forget, here in Kentucky, you know, we are the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and we are, along with Hemp Rock, I have been working with Gatewood since the 1991 gubernatorial campaign, when I joined this movement in 1990. So I personally, with my organization and this show, have always supported Gatewood Galbraith and his run for political office. But of course, he's running for governor again here at 2011, and he needs your signature if you're a registered voter. If not, get registered. If you live in Kentucky, get your friends registered, and you can go to gatewood.com, print out the petition to get up to total 5,000 legitimate voters, but we need more. So help Gatewood get to become governor. We've got to do something, because I swear it's like we're back in the 80s with all this right-wing conservative stab people in the back crap is just ridiculous, and I just want to go and crawl into a cave until we're back into the real world that we all like to live in, with freedom to be who we want to be. And so Gatewood wants to help you do that in Kentucky. So along with the assembly and the governor, we thank them for at least making a little baby step, and we look forward to them. I believe MPP and some folks might have led this. We have to find out where this actually came out of and who pushed this through. But I think if it was, kudos to them and whoever in Kentucky pushed this through. They are also, though, working on another addition to this next year, to where they want to remove any jail time and make it like Ohio. So it's coming, Kenny. It's coming to Kentucky, and we're real glad about that. Now, is that total legalization? Is that what I really want? No, but hey, it beats going to jail.
Right.
So, and losing money, and even if you still fight it, you can still go in and fight and say not guilty and tie up the court's time.
Right.
And I totally agree with that. You know, if in the end, you know, they can't give you jail, hey,
help the hemp farmers any though.
Right.
And if you're at the most going to have to pay a $250 fine, make them pay to analyze it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, yeah. That is what happens.
It might not be weed. You never know. A lot of bunk around. Just plead not guilty. They'll have to analyze it.
That's right. That costs
like
a lot of money.
Like Cecil Thomas said, they didn't like that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because I'm sure that test costs more than $250.
That's it. Well, you did hear that, of course, really cool song from Miley Cyrus from Saturday's SNL, Saturday Night Live. And if you did not catch that, definitely go to Hulu or YouTube. You can find all of the different clips and, of course, the whole show on NBC, I'm sure. But, you know, as you know, she smoked some salvia, went viral on video, and she had a ball. And so the message, of course, in the song is, look at all these other people going to jail, getting arrested, blah, blah, blah. All I did was smoke something legal. It was a bong. What is up, folks? It's just a bong. And we agree. So check that out. That's a really cool song from them. So kudos to SNL for that. And there's also another skit where she plays Justin Bieber, and one of the girls on the show plays her. And as Justin Bieber, she looks at the camera and says, it was just a bong. Yo! So go check it out. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, you can also see those clips at celebstoner.com, where, of course, Steve Bloom keeps a lot of really cool stuff about celebs and also about the Teapot Party. So, you know, join us. I am working towards another meeting this week. We've had different issues over the last few weeks. I had a cousin die, then I had a funeral, lots of other stuff. Then I had a root canal. I'd much rather have a root canal than lose my cousin, but unfortunately, I had the root canal. So I'm forwarding, fortunately, I'm shooting for it this week. So folks, if you want to join in with the local teapot party for Willie Nelson, on behalf of locally here and Steve Bloom from Celeb Stoner, join us this week. We will let you know where the meeting is if you join us in email at HempRock. Now, also, of course, I'm going to talk more about some of the celeb stuff tomorrow, but if you didn't know, Keith Richards' daughter, she got busted for pot and pills in New York, so we'll talk about that tomorrow as well, and a lot of other stuff. In the meantime, we've talked about Montana. I'm going to jump over to Montana for a minute. We mentioned it last week and the week before or so that the senators and their political, mostly Republican, right-wingers are trying to undo what the voters did in Montana, and they are voting and have voted, and it just has to, I think, go to their house now, and we'll see whether or not the governor abides, and then we'll see, because it's going to go to somebody's Supreme Court, I guarantee it, and it probably will be found unconstitutional. That happened in California. As you know, there was some counties that sued the state of California trying to overturn what the voters did there, and the judges there said, no. Can't do that. So I suspect that's going to happen in Montana. In the meantime, we've got a clip that I want you to hear about, and it doesn't matter whether the 2-year-old or the 1-year-old or the 10-year-old or the 50-year-old is in Montana or any other place in the world. Marijuana is medicine, and we have a clip that's about a 2-year-old in Montana, and this comes from one of their news agencies, the Montana News. Out of Montana, it's about a 2-year-old with a brain tumor who gets medical marijuana and why he needs it. Roll that clip over there, Chef Pot and Hash, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Hemp Rock Radio.
When you think of medical marijuana in Montana, you probably do not think of little children. Allison Weller introduces us to one of the state's youngest cardholders, a 2.5-year-old boy who battled brain cancer.
Of the state's over 28,000 medical cannabis cardholders, 51 of them are under the age of 18.
That's one of the things that I think is one of the biggest misperceptions, is that there's a ton of kids that are out here that have their cards, you know, that are in high school and junior high and that are buying this medical cannabis and giving it to their friends, and that's just simply not true.
The Medical Marijuana Act says in order for children to get a card, they have to follow specific guidelines. The minor's physician has to explain the potential risks and benefits of the medical use of marijuana. The custodial parent or legal consents to the medical use of marijuana by the minor, agrees to serve as the minor's caregiver, and agrees to control the acquisition of marijuana and the dosage and frequency of the medical use of marijuana by the minor.
More often, though, that the children who are under the age of 18 have very, very, very serious medical conditions.
This is 2.5-year-old Cash Hyde. He's battled a brain tumor and won. Cash is one of the state's youngest medical cannabis patients.
I believe that, you know, Cash is with us for a lot of reasons. You know, he is a patient of medical cannabis, which has, I think, greatly benefited his battle.
Cash's parents were there every step through his battle and watched as drugs prescribed by his doctors made him hallucinate and even stop his heart.
I watched Cashy not be able to eat for over 40 days to the point where he couldn't lift his head up off his pillow. I realized along the way in this journey that there is a quality of life that a lot of people do not have, and it's because of the drugs that they're given.
With medical cannabis so new to many, some are worried of the effects it might have on young developing brains. Brandy Tyree is a substance abuse prevention specialist who spends her days trying to keep kids away from marijuana.
The THC will interfere with concentration, learning, problem solving, short-term memory, all things that kids need, especially when they're in school and trying to learn. It's a substance that's harmful for the brain during development. We believe it's harmful for kids. And in our opinion, no, we don't think kids should be using marijuana.
I would tell people, before they make a decision on this, to really do their research and check the facts out.
If you or someone you know has battled cancer, I don't have to tell you how devastating it is to watch chemotherapy and cancer consume your loved one. And when you can actually watch something that you're doing for them actually benefit them in a way that nobody else can do, you feel empowered and you feel like you can make a difference.
Reporting in Missoula, I'm Allison Weller for Montana's News Station.
There are a number of different ways young children can use medical cannabis. Instead of smoking it, they can ingest it through baked goods, take a pill, or by liquid form.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams. And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Alrighty, it is, of course, Hemp Rock Radio, and, you know, there's just too much going on, so we've only got a couple of minutes left, because I do want to play one more track for David Gilmour's birthday, of course, and, you know, folks, you know, we'll see what's going on in Montana, we'll keep you up on that, things are just ridiculous, and, of course, tomorrow we'll be talking about things like Maine. Maine is doing some stuff. And moving forward there, getting ready to open up some dispensaries, and a lot of other things going on. I do want to mention real quick locally, you know, we had Open Mind Productions on a couple of weeks ago. You can go hear that set, of course, at WED Radio Network. And they were at a show at Dirty Jack's this weekend and has no connection, of course, to them. But, you know, what happens with alcohol, folks? People get stupid, and a fight broke out, and a cop that was security at Dirty Jack's, this is in Elmwood here in Cincinnati, folks, some white dude, by the way, started shooting at the cop, and the cop shot at him. The guy took off, and he ran and dove into the rapids of the Mill Creek, and he's missing. So the news, of course, reported that they don't know whether he got swept away or whether he escaped, but that happened during the Open Mind show that they were opening for another act and some other acts playing at Dirty Jack's. And so we're just glad Open Mind is okay. And let's make sure that there's a lot of pot at those kind of events. You know, the hip hoppers need more pot.
Less alcohol.
Less damn alcohol.
Pain pills.
Yeah. Now, we'll also be talking with you, Burnman, tomorrow about what happened Thursday at the meeting for the methadone clinic in Latonia, Kentucky. I want to get your take on that tomorrow, so folks, stay tuned for that. We'll be talking also about more Pink Floyd. And, of course, the local Pink Floyd tribute band, Signs of Life. You can go to signsoflife.com and find out what they're doing up in the Dayton area at the Canal Street Tavern. It is Pink's Acoustic Pulse. That is March 18th in a couple Fridays. Also, don't forget, 420 in D.C., kicking off at 9 a.m. Now, Kenny, tomorrow here, right before us at high noon, is the new show, Speak Out, Speak Up with Jenny. And she'll be, of course, talking about lots of other issues, including the homeless. coalition here that she's a part of, and I'm sure talking about street vibes and stuff.
What time?
She's on at high noon every Tuesday now, precedes the Hemp Rock Radio show on Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. And real quick, don't forget, Tim Schaefer, a representative Republican here in Ohio, wants to drug test the poor people and get that bill passed. It's Senate Bill 69. Call him at 614-466-5838. That's 614-466-5838. Or you can email him at sd31@senate.state.oh.us and tell him to not put this bill through, and also call your other senators and contact them and tell them no on SB 69. We won't make the poor more poor. In the meantime, let's cut to the song because we will run over. Stay tuned for more stuff tomorrow. And the song coming up, of course, as I said, is David Gilmour, and it is What I Say a Lot. It's from his About Face album. I like to say either you're wrong or I'm right. And it's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back tomorrow.
You can scream and shout with all your might, dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Potsberry Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Potsberry Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.